How to win playing Fantasy Premier League. Learn how to win playing Fantasy Premier League with our free guide. First things first, why should you pay any attention to my Fantasy Premier League tips? It's a good question, and it all comes down to whether your overall ranking stacks up better than my performance over the past 10 years. Fantasy Premier League results. Congratulations if you've been knocking it out of the park when it comes to FPL, although I'm willing to wager that you've struggled to hit the top 50,000 on 5 occasions like I have. Okay, so there was a bit of a stinker during the 2017/18 season, although I have been in the top 200,000 every other time, and that's despite the fact that there are now around 6 million people playing the Fantasy Premier League game. My 10 commandments for winning FPL. I can practically guarantee that my Fantasy Premier League team will achieve an overall rank higher than 500,000 next season. I've finished in the top 300,000 in 9 of the past 10 seasons, and there have been 7 top 100,000 finishes, which is highly respectable. It's little wonder that my friends don't want to play for cash when it comes to Super Leagues. The reason why I'm confident of a strong FPL performance is that I have learned on the job, made mistakes, and now follow a simple set of rules which will ensure that I have the edge over the majority of FPL managers for the 2021-22 season. This is not me being arrogant, it's just a percentage game, and I'm willing to share my FPL secrets with the whatacca.com leaders. Bet bull up to £50 in free bets. Red review open account TNCS. New users only. Min deposit £20. Place qualifying bets of £20 to £50 in first 7 days after deposit to unlock free bets. Free bet rewarded as 4 free bets that total first deposit amount. Min odds 1/1, 3 plus legs, 7 day expiry. Winnings credited in cash. Full TNCS apply. Betfred. Bet £10 get £30 free bets. Red review open account Betfred. Terms and conditions. Sport Nation up to £50 in free bets. Red review open account Sport Nation. Terms and conditions. William Hill £30 in free bets. Red review open account William Hill. Terms and conditions. Bet 365 up to £100 in bet credits. Red review open account Bet 365. Terms and conditions. Bet Victor. Bet £5 get £30. Read review open account 18 plus. New customers only. Opt-in, bet £5 at odds 2.00 plus within 7 days of registering, no cash out. Get 2x £10 free bets, set events at odds 2.00 plus. Plus £10 game show bonus, selected games, wager 40x to withdraw max £250. 7-day bonus expiry. Card payments only. TNCS apply. BeGambleAware.org. Please gamble responsibly. Paddy Power £20 risk-free bet. Read review open account Paddy Power. Terms and conditions. How to win playing Fantasy Premier League 10 commandments. Don't worry too much about your GW1 score. Let's start at the very beginning. A very good place to start. FPL managers get really antsy when it comes to their game week 1 team, and that is largely because it sets the tone for future game weeks, along with the fact that you can make unlimited transfers until the first game kicks off. However, GW1 is the hardest to predict, and you should not be dismayed if you get a modest points total from the players you select. It's much better to play the long game instead of making knee-jerk transfers or playing a GW2 wildcard only to find your original GW1 players go on to knock it out of the park. 2. Don't overthink your team selection. There are 3 things certain in life: death, taxes, and Mohamed Salah scoring big FPL points on a regular basis. There is no point trying to be too clever and avoiding the obvious big-hitting players who are clearly going to rack up goals, assists and clean sheets on a regular basis. If a player has done it before in FPL on a regular basis, the chances are they will do it again. 3. Look at the upcoming Premier League fixtures. Each team will play the other 19 clubs home and away throughout the season, although it's fair to say that there are easy runs and difficult runs for each side. For example, if Arsenal are playing Man City, Liverpool, and Chelsea in their next 3 matches, it's plausible that the Gunners players are unlikely to score big FPL points. However, if Arsenal are playing opponents such as Norwich, Brentford, and Burnley, then the opposite is true, and the best attacking players for that team become a more attractive prospect. 4. Don't wild card too early. The current FPL game gives you 2 wild cards throughout the season, one for the first half and one for the second half. The wild card is a precious asset as it allows you to make wholesale changes to your team without incurring a points deduction. The first wild card is available from game week 2 and amazingly, there are thousands of managers who activate it in this week. However, I recommend holding back for as long as possible. It's generally key to let the dust settle and see which teams and players are performing best before making sweeping changes. Unless you have genuine cause to change 3 or more squad players, it's probably not worth it. How to win playing Fantasy Premier League Image 5. Try to save your free transfer and make 2 the next week. Every game week, you get a free transfer so you can make a change without any penalty. Should you want to make additional transfers, it will cost you 4 points for each one you make, although I strongly advise against starting the game week with a minus figure. Instead, it might be worth trying to bank the free transfer and use 2 the following game week, which gives you more wriggle room. For example, you could swap out an expensive midfielder and a cheap striker for a cheap midfielder and an expensive striker with this strategy. Why not also learn more about the English Premier League betting facts, as they can also provide some useful insights into some of the statistics of the players. 6. Make sure your FPL players are playing. It might sound really obvious, but a lot of FPL managers pick players who are not always guaranteed to start. It might be that you only leave yourself 4.0 million to sign a final defender, although there is no point having non-playing members of your squad, as there are regular points in the season when star talent is rested or rotated. 7. Spread your 100 million budget evenly. We're all like a kid in a sweet shop picking our first FPL draft team, although it doesn't generally pay to go for 3 expensive strikers, considering that this leaves you with less funds when it comes to goalkeeper, defense and midfield. My idea of a balanced squad is to have a mixture of expensive, mid-range and cheap players for every position. That will make life a lot easier when it comes to making transfers without having to pay a penalty. 8. Don't react badly to a poor game week. Here is a stone-cold fact. You will have a bad game week during the 2021/22 season. It's nigh on impossible that you will have 38 strong game weeks, as football is an unpredictable sport and even the best players don't deliver big points hauls on a weekly basis. Therefore, if you get a low score for a particular GW, it's best not to throw toys out of the pram and start trying to tinker a squad which could well score heavily in the next few weeks to come. It is also worth looking at the factual data by visiting the official Fantasy Premier League statistics page. Or for daily updates, why not take a look at the official Fantasy Premier League Twitter page. 9. Use Bench Boost Chip for double game weeks. The Bench Boost Chip is probably the best of all, as you can activate that for a particular game week and essentially have all 15 of your squad players all scoring towards your overall total. Due to the fog up and bad weather, you often find that teams have 2 games in the space of a game week, and that's the right time to play Bench Boost. It's brilliant to have 15 players all playing 2 matches each, providing 30 different scoring opportunities along the way. 10. How to choose your FPL captain. Choosing the right captain every game week can be tough. It usually pays to pick either a midfielder or striker, as they are the positions where the biggest points totals can be racked up. It can often be worth checking the anytime scorer betting market to see what the odds are suggesting. Ultimately, it pays to go with the obvious when it comes to captain, and we like to go for a leading attacking player who might be playing at home against lower quality opposition.